Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast. This is day 33 of the one-year Bible reading journey, and we're cruising right along. Got the beanie on today. It's winter where I'm at in Southwest Missouri, and hopefully when you're hearing this, it's summertime or some other more beautiful time than it is right now. We actually got a bunch of snow finally for once, so it's kind of nice, but you know, anyway. Today I want to bring you a word of encouragement as we are on the one-year Bible journey. And I am in Exodus chapter 16. And one of the interesting things is that I'm in the section where Moses is leading the people out of slavery. The seas have parted. God does a tremendous miracle. They go through a sea on dry ground and just crush their foes and their enemies. And what do we do when God does something awesome? Well, in their scenario, I mean, only a few days go by and they're already complaining. And it just seems like we're a lot of times never satisfied. And so in Exodus 16, I'm reading through this miracle of manna and quail from heaven. And God does this amazing thing that every day they wake up, there's manna and there's quail every single morning. And a profound miracle. God's providing for them over and over again. And the verse that caught me is Exodus chapter 16, verse 18. It says, "But when they measured it out, everyone had just enough." They had just enough. And the word of encouragement I'm bringing today is that our God is a God of just enough. And he's carrying us day by day with just enough. And the point of our faith is to do it one day at a time. Over and over, step by step, over and over again. And Jesus said, there's a lot of different ways we could look at this. Jesus said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not here yet, but you have today. Today is the day to walk in God's provision. Today is the day to trust God. And God, if you do that, God will give you just enough for today. And yes, he is the God who does exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or imagine. But he's the God who wants us to walk with him daily. Another thing Jesus, he taught us to pray. He said, give us today our daily bread. God, give me just enough to make it for today. And I think really the overall thinking, and I think what God is, the reason God does this sometimes is that he's trying to get us to live each and every day with him. Because if we have excess, And way more than enough, then we don't need him. We don't need to put our trust in him. And in that particular story that I was reading there in Exodus 16, it's interesting that some people tried to keep more than what they needed for the day. And then the next day that they wake up, it's full of maggots and it smells really bad because God said, listen, I will give you enough for today. But if you try and grab more than you need, it's going to go bad because I'm going to give you just enough for today. And I have found that to be true in my journey of faith. You know, it's like I wish there was just so much excess, whether it be money, time, you know, all these kind of things. I wish there was just never-ending supply of whatever I needed whenever I needed it. But here's what I know today, and from Scripture, that is true, is that God is just enough. He's enough for today. He's enough for tomorrow. And he puts us, I think, intentionally in that frame of living so that we will keep trusting him over and over and over again. Man, I know one thing that I've noticed in my lifetime up to this point is that people are more wealthy than ever before. You know, we went from millionaires to billionaires. I don't think there's any trillionaires, but there are trillion-dollar companies, handful of them in our country. And so it's just, it's mind-boggling, the wealth that is out there. But I want to live in such a way that we have to trust in the Lord every day for just enough. So I encourage you with that today. If you're listening to this, I want you to know, proclaim it, grab hold of that. Say, God, I know today I'm putting my trust in you. You're going to be just enough. Wake up tomorrow, you're going to be just enough the day after day. And I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain, Lord Jesus, but I'm going to have faith and I'm going to have trust in you that you will be just enough. God bless you guys. Thank you for your support. GracePointAG.org is our church website, our social media, Grace Point Assembly of God. But you guys are awesome and I will talk to you tomorrow.